Seven Rules for Growing Wealth: Conditions and Pitfalls of Ownership, Compounding, and Leverage. This organizes speed, ownership, compounding, leverage, asymmetric rewards, investment allocation, and diversification. Often presented as principles for building great wealth into a unified risk management framework. Rather than simply following success stories, potential losses, liquidity, and costs must also be considered. The principle of holding good assets for the long term works only when those assets produce real value and can endure without going bankrupt. Ownership is the right to participate in future value, and a minority shareholder's economic stake must be distinguished from the control needed to direct a company. Leverage magnifies not only returns on equity, but also losses, interest burdens, and the risk of forced sales. An asymmetric reward does not merely mean that the maximum gain appears large. It must be structured with both the loss limit and probability of success in mind. For long-term survival, investment allocation, diversification, cash buffers, and liquidity management matter more than return forecasts. Stories explaining great wealth usually feature factors such as rapid execution, long-term holding, ownership, and leverage. However, these principles are not formulas that guarantee wealth on their own. Outcomes depend on which assets were held, whether there was enough cash to withstand losses, and whether borrowing costs and the risk of forced sales were controlled. Some content tells the story of an entrepreneur named Sharon, who allegedly started as a cleaner, built a major company, and managed a large sum at Goldman Sachs. However, the name alone makes it difficult to identify the person, career history, number of real estate transactions, and asset comparison figures in reliable primary sources. Accordingly, this article does not establish the anecdote as fact, but explains the investment propositions it presents separately from verifiable financial principles. The Seven Laws of Money at a Glance Law Core, meaning conditions that must be checked, common misconception speed, and time distinguish the speed of researching and deciding on opportunities from the length of time assets are held. Asset quality, price, holding costs. Every asset rises if held long enough. Ownership and control own a share of future value beyond earned income. Voting rights, contractual rights, potential dilution. Buying a small amount of stock allows you to control the company. Leverage use, borrowed capital to increase equity exposure. Interest rate, maturity, collateral, cash flow only. Upside returns are amplified cash flow, and equity fund current expenses with cash flow and future options with assets emergency funds. Reinvestment rate, asset profitability. Converting all cash into assets is best asymmetric risk and reward. Seek greater upside potential with limited losses. Probability of success, expected value, correlation. An investment is good if its maximum return is large. Position sizing prevent a single failure from destroying the entire portfolio. Affordable loss. Debt, income stability if conviction is high. Investing everything is acceptable diversification. Spread uncontrollable, asset-specific risks across multiple assets. Correlations among assets. Costs, overlapping exposure. Simply increasing the number of holdings creates diversification. 1. Distinguish the speed of money from the time required to build wealth. Fast transactions can generate cash, but the number of transactions does not itself represent long-term wealth. Flipping, buying real estate, renovating it, and reselling it is closer to a business that seeks transactional profits. It requires price research, construction management, financing costs, taxes, and the ability to sell, and cash flow may decline when transactions stop. Long-term holding works differently. Compounding can be expected only when value continues to be created within the asset, such as when a company reinvests profits or real estate generates rental income. The mere passage of time does not mean that the value of a failing company, an excessively expensive asset, or an asset with high maintenance costs will recover. Therefore, the advice to act quickly on opportunities and hold assets for a long time should be interpreted as follows. Before deciding, thoroughly investigate the price, debt, legal rights, and worst-case scenario. Do not ignore new information simply because a decision has already been made. Compare the costs and taxes of frequent trading with the expected benefits of long-term holding. Evaluate the asset's earning power and purchase price before its holding period. Warren Buffett's long-term holding philosophy does not mean holding just any asset forever. The recurring theme in Berkshire Hathaway's shareholder letters is owning understandable businesses with excellent economics on reasonable terms. 2. Ownership and control are different. Ownership is the right to participate in an asset's future cash flows and residual value. Wage earners are paid in exchange for the labor they provide, while shareholders or business owners participate in the value remaining after expenses and debts have been paid. This residual claim offers substantial upside potential, but also bears losses. However, ownership and control are not the same. Right meaning what to check economic ownership, the right to participate in dividends, sale proceeds, and residual value priority. Dilution, fees voting rights, the right to vote on director elections or major matters, dual class voting rights. Ownership percentage, operational control, the authority to make actual decisions about pricing, personnel, investments, and other matters, board of directors. Controlling shareholders, contractual terms, right of disposal, the right to sell an asset or pledge it as collateral, lockups, security interests, market liquidity, holding a small amount of publicly traded stock allows participation in the company's value, but makes direct control over management difficult. Conversely, even if a founder retains voting rights, the founder cannot control market demand, regulation, competition, or interest rates. Corporate acquisitions may also appear successful because they are judged after their outcomes are known. Looking only at successful acquisitions without considering failed acquisitions and excessive acquisition prices leads to survivorship bias. 3. Leverage amplifies exposure, not returns. Leverage is a structure that uses loans, derivatives, or similar instruments to obtain exposure to assets exceeding the amount of equity invested. If the asset's return is higher than the cost of borrowing, leverage can increase the return on equity, but in the opposite situation, it accelerates losses. For example, assume that an asset priced at KRW 1.4 billion is purchased with KRW 280 million in equity and KRW 1.12 billion in debt. A simplified calculation excluding interest, taxes, and transaction costs is as follows. If the asset's price rises by 10%, its value increases by KRW 140 million. The simple return on equity is 50%. If the asset's price falls by 10%, equity decreases by KRW 140 million. The loss on equity is also 50%. If the asset's price falls by 20%, the KRW 280 million in book equity disappears. In practice, interest and transaction costs may create pressure even sooner. In reality, the following factors must also be included. Increased interest burden from rising variable rates, the possibility of failing to extend or refinance debt at maturity, additional collateral requirements resulting from declining collateral value, forced sales caused by insufficient cash flow, taxes, brokerage costs, and maintenance and repair. Expenses. It is inaccurate to simplify Elon Musk's acquisition of Twitter as a case in which he used only collateralized loans without selling Tesla shares. The acquisition financing involved a combination of investor funds, debt borne by the acquired company, and other sources, and Musk sold a substantial amount of Tesla shares before and after the acquisition. Rather than reducing a celebrity's transaction to a single sentence, the financing structure and collateral terms should be verified through official filings. 4. Endure with cash flow and grow through equity. Cash flow makes it possible to pay living expenses, taxes, interest, and operating costs. Equity assets can expand long-term options through business growth, rental income, or appreciation. The two are not in competition, they support each other. Holding many assets without sufficient cash flow may force an investor to sell when prices are low. Conversely, holding only cash for a long time can reduce purchasing power through inflation or prevent participation in the growth of productive assets. A more stable approach is to secure a necessary cash buffer and then convert part of surplus cash flow into long-term assets. Describing McDonald's simply as a company that makes money from real estate not hamburgers, is also an excessive simplification. The company operates a complex structure that includes revenue from company-operated restaurants, franchise royalties, and lease-related income. The general lesson from this example is that operating cash flow can be built alongside long-term assets and contractual rights. 5. Asymmetric rewards must include probability. An asymmetric investment is structured to limit losses in the event of failure, while offering greater gains in the event of success. However, a large maximum gain alone does not make an investment good. Expected value must be examined by accounting for the probabilities of success and failure. A simple expected value can be expressed as follows. Expected value equals probability of success times profit if successful, probability of failure times loss if unsuccessful, for example. Even if losses are limited to KRW 1 million and the maximum gain is KRW 100 million, an investment may be unattractive if the probability of success is extremely low or recovery costs are high. When probabilities cannot be known accurately, position sizing should be set more conservatively rather than relying on expected value calculations. The venture capital model, in which a small number of successes offset numerous failures, is a representative example of asymmetric rewards. However, an individual investing in a few startups is different from a professional manager operating a large portfolio. The available deals, company analysis, follow-on investment, contractual protections, and level of diversification differ. 6. Position sizing determines the ability to survive. Even a good idea can produce a bad outcome if the position is excessively large. The purpose of investing is not to maximize returns from a single prediction, but to preserve enough capital to make the next decision even when the prediction is wrong. As losses grow, the return required to recover the principal increases even more rapidly. Asset loss return required to recover principal 10% approximately 11.1%, 25% approximately 33.3%, 50%, 100%, 80%, 400% appropriate position. Sizing cannot be determined solely by an asset's expected return. Income stability, debt, emergency funds, investment horizon, and correlation with other assets must also be considered. Psychological confidence in one's ability to withstand a loss must also be distinguished from the actual ability to pay living expenses, principal, and interest. 7. Understanding and control cannot replace diversification. A founder may hold a large stake in their company partly because of their understanding of the business and control rights. But it is also a natural result of ownership becoming concentrated during the founding process. This means that the founder's income, career, and reputation are already tied to a single company, potentially making the overall risk even greater. Even if an individual investor believes they know a particular company well, the following risks are difficult to control: regulatory changes and litigation, technological change, and new competitors' departure of key personnel, accounting fraud and information asymmetry, interest rates, exchange rates, and recessions, unexpected accidents, and supply chain disruptions. Diversification is not a way to justify ignorance. It is a way to limit asset-specific risks that analysis cannot eliminate. Simply increasing the number of holdings is also insufficient. Assets exposed to the same industry, country, currency, or risk factor may decline simultaneously during a crisis. Factors success stories often miss. Liquidity and path risk content explaining the laws of wealth often overlooks the process that occurs before the final return is achieved. Even if value eventually recovers over the long term, an investor who is forced to sell because of a cash shortage along the way cannot participate in that recovery. This can be viewed in terms of path risk or sequence risk. Liquidity is the degree to which an asset can be converted into cash without a substantial loss in price. Private equity holdings, some real estate, and thinly traded securities may be difficult to sell when needed, even if their appraised values are high. Having substantial total assets is not the same as having sufficient ability to pay. Correlation: if a business, salary, home, and investment assets are driven by the same economic factors, Income and asset prices may decline together during a crisis. Even when multiple assets are held, the actual diversification benefit is limited if they are exposed to the same risks. Costs, taxes, and inflation, even when nominal returns are high. The increase in real purchasing power may be small after deducting interest, management fees, transaction costs, taxes, and inflation. When comparing different strategies, returns and risks should be measured over the same period and after costs. Because taxes vary by country and individual circumstances, they should be confirmed with the relevant tax authority or a professional. Governance and fraud risk. High returns, tax benefits, and recommendations from acquaintances do not prove that an investment is safe. Investors must verify whether the asset actually exists, who holds it in custody, whether early withdrawal is possible, and whether the financial information has been independently verified. The principle of not investing in structures one cannot understand should be applied before calculating returns. 10 questions to ask before investing. Does this asset's return come from operating profit, rent, interest, or price appreciation? Is there a basis for long-term value creation? And can that basis be explained in numbers and words? Who holds the ownership, voting rights, security interests, and right of disposal? Can maintenance costs and interest be covered even if the price does not rise? What is the maximum loss and additional contribution obligation if the forecast is wrong? Are there conditions that would force a sale if the market falls sharply? Are you overestimating the probability of success or looking only at famous success stories? If this investment fails, can you maintain your standard of living, debt repayments, and long-term plans? Does it create overlapping exposure to the same risk factors as your other assets and income? Is the expected reward still sufficient after deducting fees, interest, taxes, and inflation? Key conclusion: great wealth cannot be explained by speed alone, long-term holding alone, or leverage alone. It requires a structure that owns productive assets at reasonable prices, uses cash flow to withstand the holding period, and limits position sizes and debt so that a failure does not destroy the entire portfolio. Ownership provides upside potential, but also carries responsibility for losses. Compounding works only when returns continue to be reinvested, and leverage amplifies mistakes as well as good decisions. Ultimately, what matters is not achieving the highest return once, but preserving capital and options so that decisions can continue to be made under uncertain conditions.